95 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville police exchanged gunfire with a suspect on Dickerson Pike in East Nashville this afternoon. They were investigating a stolen vehicle. In a post on social media, the police department says nobody was hit. They say the suspect and two other people had been in the Royal Inn hotel room and are now in custody. WPLN reached out for more details, but a Metro Police spokesperson says there are no more details available at this time. This use of force comes less than a week after a Metro SWAT officer fatally shot a man. That officer was promptly decommissioned. Both MNPD and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation are investigating that incident. Retail, restaurants, and research labs are coming to the parking lots around Vanderbilt. Nashville's Metro Council greenlit the university's proposed Innovation Neighborhood this week. The plan is to transform the western edge of campus into a mixed-use district. Eben Cathy, a director at Vanderbilt, described the project at a council meeting last month.
Vanderbilt intends to turn 40 acres of what is mostly surface parking lots west of our campus into a hub for innovation here in Nashville, Tennessee. So what that looks like is we want to create a place where innovation can thrive, where entrepreneurs and startups can be in close proximity to our faculty and our researchers.
But the development has drawn scrutiny from Vanderbilt's neighbors who fear the scale and possible congestion. Here's Preston Quirk, who lives nearby, speaking at the same meeting.
What is now nice student recreational fields that help the transition from the university to the neighborhoods is proposed to be replaced by tall buildings and a minimal winding green path. It feels to me like the king is trampling the little people. Let's bring down the scale of this development next to our neighborhood.
Ultimately, the Metro Council gave the plan a thumbs up with some amendments, like limiting building heights and requiring bird-friendly facades. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.